Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here tonight with Wendy and Aaron. And we thought it would be fun to discuss awkward or memorable things people say or do at changeovers or during or after the match. So, Aaron, have you had anyone say anything awkward during a match?
Oh, yes, plenty. Ones that really come to mind are either on changeovers or after matches when someone says, like, comes to shake my hand at the net and says, "I'm sorry I didn't give you a good match."
Yes.
And it's so awkward. It's so awkward because it's like, what do you say to that, right? Like, I used
to
say,
the
like,
score doesn't reflect the match.
Yeah. Yeah. The old standby, right? One of our friends, I think that happened to her, I don't know, a while back, and she just went, "It's okay." I need to remember that because instead I like try to like make people feel better and be like, "No, it's fine," you know, whatever. But some of their excuses for not giving me a good match in their mind, which I would say most of my matches I feel like are good matches, but I think if people don't win sometimes they feel like they didn't, you know, they didn't play well, so they say, "Sorry, I didn't give you a good match." But some of the excuses I've heard were like, "I didn't have enough coffee this morning," or "I wasn't focused because, you know, I didn't sleep a lot last night," or it's just an excuse for them not playing well. So, but then what do I say as like the opponent? It's awkward. It's just fully awkward in my opinion.
Well, I've actually said to somebody, "I'm having back surgery in 2 days. Sorry, I didn't give you a good match."
Okay. That's legit though. That's legit. Yeah.
It sounds hollow when I say it now.
Yeah. Well, and it makes the other person think like, well, did I not play well? You know, are you just like, does the opponent say they didn't play well, or is it just that you did play?
No, I think I said, "To be sure, you would have beat this yours no matter what."
Yeah.
But I didn't want you to think that I was a complete lazy, but I mean, right. I wasn't running because really I can't, but I really enjoyed watching your balls go by. I said, "But to be sure, you would have beaten me no matter what."
Well, that's maybe a better way to say it. I like that. That's funny.
I'm always concerned about like letting my partner down, you know,
right.
So I know that, and this actually happened today. And you're like, "Hey, look, I'm sorry. It's taken me so long to warm up." and "It'd be good if you could get it over the net." Right. And I said, "Yeah, kind of. That's right. That is my intention. That I promise
you.
Yeah. We're on the same page there."
That reminds me of a story. I totally forgot about this till just now. Just thinking about like not disappointing my partner, but my partner was having a bad day in a doubles match. And I said to her, "I need a bar." I just looked at her and I was like, "I need a bar right now." And she was like, "Okay." I like, she thought I meant like a drinking bar and I meant like a protein bar. So from then on, I was like, I have to be careful with my words because the look in her eyes was like, "Oh my gosh, I think my partner's going to go over and like, do a shot or drink a, you know, whatever it was." And it was like a morning match, but I just said, "I need a bar," meaning I needed to eat something.
Yes. Yes.
And I know exactly what you meant. So now I'm worried about the other person that's the first place they went.
That they're going to a bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this woman get really, really upset with me in a match. And because I was questioning the score, because I really legitimately thought she had called the score wrong once or twice. And it may have been just me not paying attention, you know, but I was like, "What?" You know, I was like going back to receive the ball and I kind of stopped her not mid serve, but she called out the score and I was like, "Wait, I don't think that's right." And she like blew up at me. And after the match was over, she apologized for, you know, screaming at me. But she said, and I thought this was really funny. She said, "The reason I got so upset and screamed at you is because I played in a match yesterday and there was a woman that kept questioning me on the score then too. And I was so mad because I didn't stick up for myself. And so I just decided today," and my first thought was like, "Well, if she questioned you yesterday on the score and I'm questioning you today on the score, you might be the constant factor."
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Because I know y'all have been on courts where I can't stand confrontation. I can't stand, like, even when you know, it's, "Are you sure?" Like when they hit the ball and it is bad call after bad call. I still feel bad just going, "Are you sure? Cause I swear I heard tape," or, you know, something like that. So I'm always chatty, I guess, because I'm always trying to diffuse the situation. In fact, I've told y'all this before. I think it also gives me the tattoo on my forehead that says, tell me your life story.
Yes.
So yes. I've had people like come and tell me those hidden dark secrets that I wouldn't even maybe share with family or, you know, best friend or a priest. You know, those are things that just don't come out. And I'm like, I just don't know why you've told me that your husband cheated on you, but there's some weird things that have come out that I know I must have blinking light somewhere that says, please, you know, tell me everything.
You're easy to engage with, number one. I know
that's
you,
right.
That's you know, right. You're just really easy to talk to. But I think people probably also, I mean, maybe those women just don't like awkward silences, or they don't want, you know, they want to talk on the changeover. So it's like whatever's going on in their life. Unlike Carolyn, who does not like to talk on changeovers.
I do
like,
not.
People have said stuff to her and it like throws her your whole game off, right?
Yeah. Well, so someone's told me about their divorce before. Someone's told me about they had just gotten back from a job interview and that they, you know, they were really nervous and really needed to get the job. And all I can think, I'm like, is this a strategy? And then a part of me is just like, they need the W more than I do today. You know, like I really want, there's a part of me that wants them to win at that point. And so.
See, that's with Carolyn. When someone is friendly with her, then she's like, oh, then she feels guilty beating them because she thinks they're friends.
You can't have it both ways. You're like, you're sure that they're sabotaging you with their chat, but then you're going to feel bad.
There's a lot of mixed emotions.
But listen, I've had a captain tell me at state, you know, stop with the chatting. You're conspiring with the enemy.
Really?
She was conspiring with the enemy. Yeah.
On public high school court or, you know, or downtown with construction going on and grass growing out of the court. I'm like, yep, you're right.
Yeah.
They got me. I mean, here. Yeah.
A tennis conspiracy.
Yeah. A tennis conspiracy. Just.
Oh, that's funny. That was the same states that someone told you that you needed to win your court, right?
Oh yeah, that was when that's the same one. And in fact, I had fallen down beautifully, not even gracefully, and knocked the fire out of my head. And the same person came up to me while I've got blood on my hand thinking, do I know my name? What day of the week is it? Can I name the year? And she leans down and just says, okay, you need to win this court. The other two lost.
See, now that's something weird that someone says to you on the court.
Yes.
But yeah.
But in this situation, it's your own teammate.
It's my own teammate.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had also where you think it's some sort of strategy that people do at changeovers? Like I've had before somebody comment on my serve being very good. And then, of course, you know, I don't hit another good serve.
Not the serve. Not that.
The old serve strategy.
Is that a serve strategy? Is that if someone does a good serve, you then mention it at the changeover? I've had stuff like that happen before. Have you guys had anything like that?
I think that happened.
I actually took it at face value that I had a good serve that day.
I think it's, nobody's ever said it to me on changeover, but I've had it happen during a game. And then, yeah, you proceed to double fault the next two or three points. Yeah. It just kind of gets in your head. There was this didn't happen to me, but one of our teammates told me, I don't know, a short time ago that she played against a woman that told her that she would be a really good tennis player if she could just get her first serve in. Like,
oh. Oh, that's like me getting it over the net, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, we could win a point if you got it over the net.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, but you know this, and right now, I mean, there's a club that we play that's notorious for strategy, and in between the sets, no matter what, take a bathroom break. And it's usually when they lost the first set.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever seen it happen if they won the set.
I think it happens always.
You do? I mean, but it's.
And I'll tell you, those bathrooms are very far away. So it's a long lull between sets. Yeah.
So it's,
You know, I go to the bathroom a lot between sets, though. I do have to.
But I feel like you rush. Like,
yeah, I do
hold
rush.
On a second.
But if someone. Oh, go ahead.
Let me make sure I'm following the logic here. If they compliment your serve, it's a strategy.
It's a strategy.
If they chat with you, it's strategy. But inordinate long bathroom breaks
is not a strategy.
That doesn't bother me at all.
isn't.
That doesn't bother me at all. Because okay. I normally, if someone says they're going to go to the bathroom, I always go. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, maybe I'll go too.
That is true.
Okay.
This is actually just therapy for Carolyn.
It really is. This is just free therapy.
I'm just trying to figure out your issues.
I only have a couple, as you can tell.
We're uncovering some stuff that I was unaware of.
Thanks very much to Wendy and Aaron for the free therapy. My friend from college named Arielle contacted me and said she liked to play tennis with me, but it would make her sad because I wouldn't want to talk to her. And I just want to let everybody know, I talk during changeovers. I just don't play very well after doing that. It makes me want to just sit down and talk and eat Oreos and not play tennis. Please let us know if you've had anyone say anything to you awkward during or after a match. You can message us on our Facebook page, which is Second Serve Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the court soon.